Blog Talk Radio.
Into what's going to be about a two-hour ride as we throw you back all the fun stuff, taking you back to days when we just used to clown. I mean, have a good time with you. I know you remember, we ain't holding nothing back tonight. We're going to have ourselves a good time. So turn up your radios and have some fun, baby. Zap.
Thank you.
sounds of Zap, led by Roger Moore, Bounce to the Ounce. Flashback on Throwback. It's Monday, December the 3rd. And for those of you who chime in all the time to check out the fastest 60 minutes in sports, yeah, it's the same frequency, same call-in number, 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. But this week, in light of all the efforts put together by an absolutely amazing committee, we celebrate the music, the man. Well, the unique thing for me is, of course, this is 50 years for me. And I'll be honest with you, growing up, I never thought that I'd be on the air saying this to a nationwide audience that, man, they want to celebrate a brother's 50th birthday. Now, look, but this is always is the case for those of you who know me. This is never, ever about me. I'll never, ever, you know, probably claim that. I do love myself. I put a tremendous value in my existence, but please understand something. I love y'all. I love every last one of y'all to take the time out to check this show out, whether it's the sports show, whether it's the Men Stopping Violence segments, or in this case, throwback shows. We celebrate music, and I mean music when it was sang, music when it was performed properly, music that made you groove and got up, music that made you forget why you were frustrated about whatever was going on in the world, you know, touch songs, songs that meant something to you. And this is why tonight is significant to yours truly, and why this week is significant. So, you know, and so you know, about an hour ago, I sat there talking to some really, really good friends and family and was asking questions. And I literally had forgotten for a few minutes that I said I was going to do this. And this is, again, an amazing opportunity to celebrate some phenomenal music from some phenomenal stars that during my upbringing came to mold all the successes we had behind the two turntables and the Newmark mixer, the crazy, my favorite Martian headphones, all those good things that made growing up so special. And again, it's nothing without you. I so, so appreciate you. This is Aretha. Thank you. Franklin on the Throwback Show. Next three nights all dedicated to what we all call real, real music. Woo! Fun stuff. Checking it out. 43 and an hour left to rock and roll in the show. It ain't gonna stop. So you know, it ain't gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop. It's all about you. It's all about getting it in. Where were you at when She's a Bad Mamma Jamma wrote? Maybe you were somewhere lying to some honey. Maybe you were sincere because she was that fine. my people down in Peoria, Illinois, I got love for you. For the families in Galesburg, Illinois, nothing but love. For those of you on the East Coast, I know it's been rough. For my people out there, I love you. Stay strong. It's hard as heck out in this world today, but just to know that there's some love and people who still care about you, it's a good reason to stay focused and stay optimistic. This. Average White Band picking up the pieces only on the Throwback Show. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, on the wheels, having a clowning time in this what is a special week, obviously, for yours truly. 49 years, 361 days, turning the Big 5-0 on Friday. For those of you who are sitting on an invitation to this gala affair Friday night, if you have an RSVP, and I'm about to tell you right now, they're about to close the door on this red carpet affair. It is a dress to impress thing. If you've got an invite in your inbox, whether on Facebook, whether on Twitter, or if I sent you an email, I suggest if you intend to be in that spot, you might want to respond to it. In the meantime, more throwback This is Fat Back. Y'all know that. Y'all know. Look, I would ask you point blank, what dance were you doing when Fatback's backstroking broke? But some of y'all might say the Funky Chicken. Some of y'all might just say, I think it was the Gigolo might have been the dance back then. Y'all remember the Gigolos, that dance? We clown. And I look back and just wonder and reminisce how I got over. Hallelujah. In the meantime, 28 in, actually 32 into this wonderful two-hour ride as we keep it rolling. This is Marvin.
Oh,
closest to him knew him as Marvin. Most of you knew him as Marvin Gaye. Got to give it up on the throwback show. You know, it's odd. We've come a long way in the music world. The music acumen has certainly changed a lot, and we've had plenty of our ups and downs. We've had plenty of disappointments. I mean, and let me explain that. The talents of those today, the CeeLo Greens that still believe that singing is quality versus those who sample. You know, most recently my daughter went to a Trey Songz concert, and, you know, it was funny, as she said, to see him struggle in concert. And for those of you who remember, back in the mid to late 80s, Bobby Brown, when he busted out with, you know, some hot tracks, and we all kind of got geeked up until you saw him in concert, and then you realize that, man, all the glitters ain't gold in a hurry. So all that said, it's nice to know that you can find great music. This is Sherelle.
Let me tell you.
I know you remember it.
I know you do. I know you do. I know you. Again, we ask everybody, what dance are you doing? 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747
to join what is ultimately coming to dance party. I am watching all of y'all clown me on Facebook. Some of y'all say y'all done pulled your cars over. Some of y'all saying, yeah, y'all just can't believe we done went back like this. I got something for you. Now, I call it a young Dusty, but nonetheless, it ain't that young. And more importantly, it's really how we all, as brothers, ought to hang when it comes to our women.
Treat her like a lady.
Okay, this is the part where you actually get your dance on. Right here, right now.
Come on, come on.
We'll be right back.
All the good stuff. You know how you ought to be handling that, brothers. We already know. Throwback, y'all. Throwback, throwback, throwback. Yeah, of course, this is when we used to do what we really needed to do. Look, today's world obviously is dramatically different than it was back in the late 60s, 70s, 80s. We saw the transition beginning in the 90s with social media blowing up the way it did and brings us to today. Yeah, it's true. We got some of our children in the world that maybe don't act the way we acted around our parents. No, we don't. But that ain't nobody's fault but ours. You know, we can take a little bit of lessons from some of our old schoolers. And for what it's worth, yeah, we should have gotten their back ends a little more than we probably did. For those of you still waiting for that opportunity, hey, it's still there, baby. It's still there. In the meantime, on the relationship tip, treat each other a little kinder. All right? Check out SOS Band. Just be good to everyone.
No, it's not Nephew Tom. It's Saint Steve Harvey. I'm not about to do something crazy like that. But stomp. Good stuff, Brothers Johnson. 1 minute, 1 minute before the top of the hour. A little bit of housekeeping I got to do right now just for my family and friends. Those of you traveling this weekend all the way to the wonderful market of Chicago to head down to this this affair on Friday night, or this shindig, whatever you prefer to call it, I so love you and so appreciate you. But I got to acknowledge something. You know, it's been a wonderful, wonderful 49 years and 361 days, and we're looking for, you know, whatever heaven has in store for the rest of this wonderful time known as yours truly life. I'm going to do something here, and we'll do track, and then we'll, a lot, some members of my family don't know anything about, all right, they really don't, and don't ask me why, because for those of you who knew me when I was out there hitting the club scene, doing everything I could possibly do behind two turntables and a mixer and clowning and wilding. And I got to give kudos to where kudos is due to a young man who I met my sophomore year in college, Gerald Martin, who, you know, I don't see him listening now. That's okay. Maybe he'll check this out later. Gerald taught me a lot of things about music in terms of the study of the whole hot mix, and got me involved with, you know, people that ultimately would be part of the Hot Mix 5. And I learned a tremendous amount of not only the skills to make great mixes, but also to deliver the show. And I'm incredibly thankful for all those people. But I'm also incredibly thankful for the people that I've recently discovered in my world. You know, I don't tend to talk about a lot of the private things openly to the world, despite the fact that a large portion of my world is an open book. But I want to share this with you because there is an absolutely a phenomenal, amazing young woman in this world who has spent a significant part of her life aspiring to one thing and one thing only. And you need to hear the story for nothing more than the human element of this. And maybe this will give you a little bit more insight for those of you who don't know this about me. And not that it's I don't tend to be braggadocious. I don't puff myself up. But, you know, every now and then I think that if you can do something right, you just ought to seize that moment and do that right thing. So this young lady, who resides in California at this point, spent a significant part of her life really, truly trying to figure out who her father was, who dad was. And by the time she came around to some of them old heads in Galesburg, Illinois, who knew some of the past of some of us and started putting A and B together and started saying, you know, who might this have be? And again, if the family plays this back and gets a little offended, well, you know, y'all know where to find me. I'm easy to find, and I'm not trying to start no mess. But I love a little bit of transparency when it comes down to explaining to the audience exactly where I'm coming from. So anyway, the young lady herself basically was looking for dad. She's looking for her father. And lo and behold, you know, someone might have put a bug in her ear that may back in the day, you know, this little gat, this little DJ, you know, little fat boy over here, the Jackmaster himself, might have been spending some quality time with your mom. Well, lo and behold, this very, very talented young lady tracks a brother down by social media, by good graces, whatever the case may be. I got to tell you something. This has been the absolute best experience of my life, and let me give you the shocking pieces of this, okay? It's not a matter of a young lady looking for her dad and finding it, because we ultimately found out that I may not have been, or I was not, the biological dad. But it didn't matter. She is such an amazing young woman and such an amazing talent in terms of her acumen, her spirit, her drive, and her desire, that I felt so compelled to be dad. I explained this to my wife and to my family, and they looked at me initially like, okay, dad's been smoking something. But the more they got to know her and the more they got to know a little bit more about me and a little bit about my past, it just kind of made sense. I don't want you, and I know you're listening, I don't want you to spend another minute guessing, all right, about someone that maybe doesn't want to be found, maybe they're dead and gone, I don't know. And for what it's worth, I don't care. So America knows Faye is my daughter. I claim it by all the graces of God. It doesn't matter whether there's a biological connection or not. And I would challenge anyone from that family to tell me otherwise. And I so look forward
to seeing you this weekend and seeing your significant other this weekend. And I look forward to the early parts of next year when I can spend time with a young man that I call my grandson. So to the nation, you've heard it. You heard it from me. There is absolutely no guesswork. If you've got a problem with it, find me on Facebook, call me on my cell phone, because it really won't matter. Because that one right there, that one I claim. All right? Now, for those of you who still want to know a little bit more about a brother's past, I have something for you which is truly a blast from my days. Again, yet another thing you may not have known about your friend. Now, some of you know me from my IT days now and all the IT things that I do. Some of you know me from the photography business that I own and all the photography acumen. What you may not know is that once upon a time, yours truly was a really, really, really special DJ. Okay? So much so that I'm going to break something off for you. I'm going to tease you a little bit. I'm going to tease you just a little bit because I can, and because, you know, that's how I am. In the meantime, for those of you who want to get your boogie on, let's get a little funk going, all right? How about 4 minutes of good old funk with a little cameo? This is Cutie Pie. Don't
cutoff, man. We got to work on that piece. That should be a nice little soft little fade, man. Anyway, the Throwback Show, yours truly. Inside of the hour left to rock and roll on the Ultimate Throwback Show as we celebrate the music. I'm never going to puff myself up, but let's celebrate the fact that there's been some absolutely phenomenal music that's been broken out over the years, and we love real, real, real music. So I told you all earlier that back in the day, and we're talking about somewhere between 1982 and 1989, 7-year window, yours truly actually wild out behind two turntables and a mixer. And what did that spawn? For those of you who don't understand, who just don't quite understand it, it's okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to find the nearest iPod, the nearest MP3 player, your computer, whatever, however you're getting this right now. And I just want you to turn this up, and I want you to have some fun, because this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we used to do.
Yes, 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 yes. your body is talking to me. I'm hearing something. Go on, get it, girl. Seem by we'll be right back.
25 past the hour. Now, if you didn't break a sweat off that, all right, because I broke a sweat just doing it. So, 25 after the hour, like, look, I'm going to let y'all cool down a little bit. Some of y'all out there pop locking, some of y'all out there doing funky this and funky that. Some of y'all just out there grooving, getting, doing what it is you do. And this is only night one, so let's slow you down a little bit. Old, yet young. Yeah, I miss my brother Gerald, but this is baby. I'm ready.
The Legendary Sound, Gerald LaVert, Baby, I'm Ready, on the first of several throwback shows we're going to do as we lead up to the event on Friday night. For those of you not aware, 49 years, 361 days, yours truly on this planet, excited about what God has done, excited about what you have supported for all these years, thanking you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this thing, this wonderful season known as This Life. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Remember, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about that. Thank you for just being who you are across the board. I'm not sure how that happened, but that was just kind of weird. Anyway, let's keep it going with Luther, slowing you down.
I've been going through missing you. Till you come back, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Baby, 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 oh, baby.
Great Luther Vandross. You just can't go wrong with, you know, Luther. So I don't know what you did over the last 8.5 minutes when Luther was doing what he was doing, but I hope it was doing something special as we start to bring you back up one more time. Once again, the inevitable Barry White. He called it ecstasy. I called it a reason to get my swerve on. Check it out.
When we met, it wasn't quite clear to me. What you had in store was ever only me. Sure, you know you.
you took me by surprise. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you moved, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had me hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I knew I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh, no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard to be too concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my search is over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me,
Throwback show night number one. You know, you can't really do a show like this unless you really reach back to the music that really, really defines your fabric. So to my friends, Noel, Eric Gash, Big Ed, Melvin, all of them, I will never forget Galesburg Senior High School 1979. Okay. Now, again, whether it was 79, 80, 81, I could definitely be wrong. I just remember the day we walked into that party with this on cassette.
Thank you.
you know, we talked about this, guys. We got to work on that. All right, we really got to work on that. I don't know why that is, but nonetheless, Earth, Wind, and Fire, let's groove tonight. 48 past the hour on the Throwback Show. We're going to do this probably for another couple of nights, and now is a time to acknowledge another significant individual that while I understand he's got obligations to the United States government, I need to let you know, my 21-year-old, I am incredibly proud of my young man. His name is Christian. He's out there serving his country, and I would be remiss if I didn't take a few minutes tonight to acknowledge him, not only because of his service to our country, but because the bottom line is he is a true essence of the kid that you would be proud to call your own. It doesn't matter whether we're biological or not, dog. I knew you since you were four. I like to think that I raised you. You are my son, and by no means will I ever undermine that and the relationship that we've built. I love you, and yes, you're still Spoobie. And if for those of you who don't know, you don't need to know. It ain't none of your business. It's an inside thing between me and that young man. But to let you know, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now to my ladies, y'all just simply work too hard. Whether you're trying to please a man, whether you're trying to get things on the table, you work too hard. So in honor, and again, the life legend Donna Summer, this is She Works Hard for the Money. Yeah, you can get your dance on in this. Absolutely.
Money.
legendary Donna Summer. The Throwback Show, round one. We're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to do it Wednesday. We might even do it on Thursday as we lead you up to what many have called the event of the year. Now, don't ask me why. I'm just turning 50, and some people want to throw a brother a party. Not just any party, but the party. I understand that it is a dress-to-impress affair. I understand that people have gone out buying brand new outfits, getting their hair hooked up, getting their nails done, you know, just doing what we tend to do. I'm not exactly sure why, but, you know, just in case, you know, you might want to check it out. You can go to the Vincent Imaging page and see the CEO's birthday links and all that fun stuff and come check us out. Yours truly, the Jack Master himself on the wheels, keeping you occupied at 54 past the hours. We start to wind it down. Look, I say it every week on the sports show. I say it every time I get a chance to. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Well, I take that back. Maybe, just maybe, you can take a page out the Whispers and keep on loving me. Yeah, that's groove music, y'all. Y'all may not know much about that, but get your dance on while you can, baby.
Yeah.
wind it down, night number one of the Throwback Show. I want to remind each and every one of you that we love you and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Tomorrow night,
we'll do it all over again. We'll feature a little bit of Heavy D. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the family. We'll talk some more about some of the friends. Get sure all of you in. Welcome in once again to the Throwback Show for the next three nights, all the way up until the CEO's event, the red carpet affair happening at Denalto's on 191st and LaGrange Road in Kena, Illinois. So I don't know what you're going to do, but I might want to get it in while I can. So we want to thank you all for participating on the first night. We'll be back to do it all over one more time tomorrow, 7 p.m. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace!